Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
As I mentioned last week up at the Under Armour event, a lot of great talent. But the focus also was on the class of 2026. One of the players who really turned heads all week long, especially in the game, was Miami Carroll City junior, Jordan Campbell. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Jordan, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Mr. Bluestein.
What a great opportunity for you this past week. I mean, you know, you have a chance to kind of go against some of the best high school football players in the country, a lot of them who will be going to college. Talk about that experience, because here you are, you got another full year left, but here you have an opportunity to go against some of these kids that are going to be going to college next week.
Yeah, like you said, man, some of these people are actually even in college now. They just, last week was their week, they were their last week as a regular person. Now they're Division I football players, and that was a blessing to play against them guys. You know, they were seniors. Some of them was bigger than me, two times, three times bigger than me, and I still got to put on the showcase of my skills and not caring of who they was or who they say they are, and just had to prove it to me, and I had to prove to myself that I said who I was.
Yeah, and but you've been on the radar for a while. I mean, you've been committed at the University of Miami well over a year now. You had an opportunity to especially down in South Florida, you're playing against a really good competitive schedule. Anytime you line up against a Northwestern or a Central or a Chaminade, you're facing off against some of the top kids. Talk about the overall experience of being there, not just the game, but some of the things that you learned from the coaches, some of the older players that maybe you picked up a thing or two from. What was that like?
Man, that was honestly, I'm going to start it off like this. I've been playing varsity football since the eighth grade. So I've seen a lot of Miami talent come through and in and out since I started playing high school. And to start off, I had one of the best receivers to come out of Miami, Florida, William Fowles, and I got to learn from him how to just carry myself during this recruiting process, how to have my body looking during this recruiting process, what things to put in my body, what things to do. You know, going over to the coaches part, I've had the same coach since eighth grade, Coach Stubbs. You know, he's just been training me the right way to have the certain body to look like the part, you know, giving me them skill sets to do the right things on the field and off the field. So I've just been blessed with a whole good team around it, you know. Obviously, yeah. I can't do everything by myself, and I just have a great team that's surrounding me, you know.
Yeah, well, and I 100% agree with you, Coach Stubbs. I've known him for a long time. Great coach. He surrounds himself with really good assistant coaches as well. But, sure. You know, you take a look at Jordan, you know, this last week, and you look at some of the juniors that were in that game, especially from down here with you and Derek Cooper from Chaminade, the kid Naheem Burrows, who had a great game from Jacksonville Bulls. What is it like to see? I mean, did you guys sometime during a week, did you get together and, you know, as juniors and said, hey, you know what? I mean, we've got an opportunity to really prove ourselves in this game and throughout the week. And you did. You were the leading tackler in the game. You made some big, big plays. I mean, after the game, I saw you. And, I mean, it was, hey, listen. What an experience. You have a national TV, or you're on national TV. Was that the first time?
Oh, yeah. That was the first time my game even touched the TV screen. That was my first time I even played on a TV screen. You know?
Unbelievable.
So that was like a monumental blessing. Like, that was one of the best blessings I ever had. And to answer your question, yes, you know, me and the juniors, to be more specific, Derek Cooper was my roommate. He was one of my roommates. So me and him was talking like every night, man. I literally told him night before, I was like, you know, ESPN is an actual recruiting app, and they're like one of the On3s and the rivals. And we're playing in their game. So therefore, they get to actually replay our game every day or every other day and actually compare us to what they had in other previous classes and stuff. And basically my whole thing telling him was, when they turn on that film of us, I don't want them to have anything bad to say about us. You know, I want to check off all the boxes on their list about me. So therefore, we have to show out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about us showing up and showing out. And that's just what it was. That was our mindset the whole entire week of practice, you know, just showing up and showing out and just making that buzz around our name, because like you've been saying, we're juniors, you know, we're not even supposed to be in that game. But to have that blessing, we're definitely not going to waste some people's time of them inviting us. So that was one thing that was a big thing for me, you know.
No doubt. Jordan Campbell joins us, Miami Carroll City Senior High School, just a junior. Before I let you go, what was it about University of Miami early on? I know things change all the time, you know, especially with a lot of the recruits, with NIL, with the portal. What was it about Miami that kind of said, hey, you know, was it being home?
That I would say that had no factor into doing it, because basically I would go anywhere, you know. It was just the people the staff that was at Miami, you know. I would say early on in my recruiting process, they was one of the teams that offered me, and they was straight up with me, you know, from the beginning. You know, they told me, they was a team that would tell me what I need to get better at, what I need to get stronger at. You know, they would tell me my weaknesses they would also tell me my pros, you know, what I'm good at. And stuff. I just appreciated that, you know, because some colleges or some people out here not throwing any fingers, they'll just tell you all the good things that you want to hear and stuff. But Miami was like, hey, you need to fix this. Hey, you need to fix that. But you're doing good at this, so keep on going on that and stuff like that. So that's what stuck out to me, you know. Their dishonesty and their genuine love for the game and the genuine love that they have for me, you know. I recently today, Mario Cristobal came to see me, so I had that conversation with him today too. So, you know, everything's just been good at Miami, man. It's been real good.
Jordan, I can't thank you enough, man. Happy New Year to you. I can't wait to come out and watch you again. And you've been a pleasure to watch so far. And congratulations on everything that's happened. And we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show, Mr. Larry.
Anytime. Jordan Campbell ends what has been a